But first this hour, Arizona Corporation Commissioner Andy Tobin wants 80% of the state's energy to come from clean sources by 2050. By way of comparison, Arizona's current target is 15% renewable by 2025. The plan calls for more biomass and battery storage, among other things. Nuclear power would also count toward the goal. Tobin wants the commission to vote to send the Energy Modernization Plan to the rulemaking process this month, then get public input on it and vote on it by the end of the year. Commissioner Tobin joins me to talk about this. And first off, why did you decide to pursue this kind of goal?
Well, Mark, this didn't just come out off the top of my head. We've actually been holding workshops since I've arrived here for almost 20 months. And since then, there's like 13 dockets that we've referenced in this policy that we've drafted, as well as, you know, biomass workshops, as well as baseload workshops. We did electric car. So we have already gone the gambit of all of these pieces that we've included in this plan. So when we wrapped it up and we had all these pieces land in the right place, we put them all together, and this is what it came to.
You mentioned biomass, and also nuclear is part of this plan. Have you gotten or do you expect to get pushback from some folks who don't really consider those two forms of energy to be clean energy?
Well, you know, I've been the Speaker of the Arizona House, and I've been at the legislature for 8 years, so there's nothing I do that I don't expect to get pushback on. The point is that Arizona is a mature state. We should be able to have dialogue, and we should be able to reach consensus, or where we can't agree, to move forward on one side to take some risks or take some votes on stuff and say, this is the direction we're going. Arizona does not have a clear and defined energy plan. It's time we did that. Arizona is sitting on the cusp of an incredible revolution where, you know, I've often said that, you know, right now we are the gateway to the Americas, and uniquely positioned beyond any other state in the country to be able to expand and, by the way, have international energy trade as well. So, yeah, there's going to be pushback. I fully expect it.
When you take nuclear power, especially that coming from Palo Verde, which is a massive generating station right in the Metro Phoenix area, how much does that help reach the goal that you are trying to set here?
Well, let's face it. The beginning here is that we, and as part of our goal, is that we are going to have a clean energy, low price, greater grid security target. And Palo Verde is one of the least expensive energy resources that we have. We can't take more pollution in the Phoenix area. And in talking with ADEQ, their resource says, hey, we've done everything we can. We need to get cars off the road. Well, Arizona's growing. We're not looking at taking cars off the road. We're looking at adding cars to the road. So the question is, how can we best then handle our air quality here? Well, that has to do with charging stations. That has to do with electric vehicles. But Palo Verde isn't a contributor to that problem, nor are they a contributor to the carbon issue. So our goal was clear that if this is about clean energy and security, that Palo Verde has a place.
When you're setting a goal like this, which would be a pretty dramatic increase from where we are right now and what the current goal is, do you have to look at sort of taking bigger chunks? In other words, for example, with solar energy, which is obviously could be abundant here, do you think that we should be looking less at rooftop solar and more at large-scale, utility-scale solar?
Yeah, so right now it's clear the utility solar model is the cheapest way to use solar. However, I will share with you that it would be a good complement for us to be able to have an industry that doesn't just include rooftop solar, but includes battery storage, especially for the high cost period.
What kinds of costs might come along with this, both for the utilities and then, in a sense, by extension, to ratepayers and consumers?
Well, what we do know now is that let's face it, Mark, and I think we've actually had this conversation before, biomass is not a cheap form of energy. The difference is where we get the savings there is we get the savings from fewer fires, more water. So there's more factors that go into that than just what is the cost. But the question comes in at the end of the day is, what are the other costs that are associated with not acting? So I believe the other costs associated with not setting a plan for where to go mean that we could have more gas peaker facilities to then burn more natural gas, and the ratepayers will be paying for that, and they'll be paying for the new transmissions. And we all expect that that'll be the case. Well, for heaven's sakes, wouldn't it make some sense to then, you know, make sure that if the science on batteries can accelerate so that we can store, maybe we're not building as many of those plants. Maybe that'll mean I don't have to abandon them later. So I think the answer is that we can do better by better planning. And if better planning brings peakers on, so be it. But if better planning also has battery storage and pumped hydro and more solar, that should be in the front of the process as well.
Is part of the thinking here that by setting the goal for a number of years out, that you're sort of spreading out the costs of, for example, buying batteries to store solar energy, or, you know, to pay for some of the new plants, or, you know, some biomass facility, that since the goal doesn't have to be met for several years, those costs maybe aren't all at once, but rather spread out over several years?
Well, I believe that the practice of setting these goals will accelerate that, and I'll tell you why. I think that when you have these experts and they are jumping very quickly on major, major decisions, that says to me it's time for the People's House to create a plan and a better energy plan so that we should have foreseen that years ago and we could have built to it. And maybe we could have built more accelerated battery storage then. Maybe we could have built more solar then. Maybe we could have built more pumped hydro. All of those things could have come into play, but we didn't have the time, and they accelerated the process.
Arizona Corporation Commissioner Andy Tobin. Commissioner Tobin, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark, very much. Appreciate the call.